Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Back to that question. Down with DDP is not the kind of segment that you can speak about. It's something you gotta see. And anybody knows Diamond Dallas Page, they know I'm always prepared. So JR, how'd you like to get down with DDP right here? Of course you would. Down with DDP is gonna be one of those segments.
Well, the bottom line is, guys, first of all, you take a guy like the Z-Man, a great athlete. I came down there with a stud just to give him a little of my professional advice. People pay big money for that advice. And he didn't want it. He put his hands on me. He never should have put his hands on Diamond Dallas Page.
So I'm here tonight to tell you, Savage, I've said it once, I'll say it again. Back the camera. Macho, if you're that much of a savage, snap in.
Get this! Bang! I need to focus on the right.
Did you see that?
Incredible!
Hit him with a diamond cutter! Did you see that? That's not La Parca!
That's not La Parca!
DDP! Oh my!
That is incredible! He pinned it! Diamond Dallas!
DDP Radio.
God! Oh, man! Merry Christmas!
Yeah, my little bell's going in the background. So, Robert, did you heard my message yet?
Your answering machine voicemail? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people are calling. I'll pick up the phone, and people go, "No, hang up, man. I'm trying to leave a message. I want people to hear the message. Got it on speaker here at a party." So every year, for all of you Christmas fans out there, Hanukkah, Shmanukkah, so I don't know what. There's so many different names for the holiday. I just use Christmas because I'm a bit of a Chevy Chase Griswold, Clark Griswold. If you've seen Christmas Vacation, you ever seen that show, Robert? That movie?
Oh, Chevy Chase. So many times.
Yeah, man. Every year I got to watch that movie. And It's a Wonderful Life is one of my favorite feel-good movies of all time. But I got the ho-ho-ho and got the Santa Claus and Dancer, Get Off, Prancer, those crazy reindeer at it again. For you people who are listening, wondering what the hell is DDP talking about tonight. I got a good show for you guys tonight. I got a really good buddy of mine. I'm going to bring him on in a little bit. The one and only Perry Saturn. I'm going to bring him up here just after I give you a few little details, what's on my mind right now. I love your introduction tonight, Robert. I really enjoyed that one. Love what you did there. And it's funny because it's down, you know, Down with DDP actually lasted one segment. And Bill Watts came in and he killed that shit. That was done. But it's funny because I'm talking about getting down with DDP with JR. You know, JR, you're talking about, it, of course, JR, one of the greatest announcers of all time. And it's coming up. It'll probably be in March leading into WrestleMania. Will be the Wrestlers Roundtable. And I'm featured with Rowdy Piper, Hot Rod, and, of course, the regulars are Mean Gene, who is one of my favorite people on the planet, JR, and the guy who is as close to me as anybody coming into this business, Michael P.S. Hayes. And it's funny because the first show that we did was about we talked about Rebels, of course, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Rowdy Piper. You know, we got a new problem about Brian Pillman, but Piper and JR and Hayes, they came from that 70s, 80s era of territories. So there was all these little territories around the country that they all worked, and they were telling stories in that genre. And I really didn't have anything to say because I didn't have, a lot to say. I wasn't around. I didn't even know there was territory, to be perfectly honest. When I was a kid growing up, I only thought there was the WWWF, really dating myself, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation. And so I didn't even know that. So I sort of, the first half of the show, I may have said a thing or two, a couple of words. And, at the intermission, Hayes looks at me. He goes, dude, what are you doing? Come on, you're good at this. Stop and start talking. I said, when you give me something I can talk about, trust me, you ain't going to be able to shut me up. Well, later on, we finished that show. And, by the way, we're all drinking. So I don't think P.S. I think P.S. was a cocktail, but I was. And J.R. was. And I don't mean Gene had a cocktail. And then the next show will lead into WrestleMania, because there's always a celebrity used in WrestleMania. And that's really the only time they really use them. I mean, you might see one that you'll see it for like a Raw or something like that, but actually used somewhere in a match or whatever. And, of course, JR had a lot to say about David Arquette and Jay Leno. And, man, I'll tell you what. It's going to make great TV, because me and JR were going at it. And not and that's at each other. But there was some definite tension in the room. But it made great TV, and I really enjoyed, afterwards hanging with JR, having a drink at the bar. And because I think he was one of the greatest announcers ever, right up there with Gordon Solie. Yeah, and I think Tony Schiavone was amazing, too. But when I hear that down with DDP and JR on the opening rant of the introduction there, instead of bringing that, reminded me immediately about. Because I know Sandy, Spark is not going to be here. Stacy's not going to be in here until late. I think she's cocktailing at some Christmas party. And I think Sparky's often out and about. So I find out as we're about to go live that it's just me and Robert. And I get carried up. Make sure he gets over here. And I'm thinking, because I don't really have anything prepared to say except about my boy, Terry. And, coming into it, I thought, well, God, I guess I really don't have to have anybody else, so I could just keep on talking, huh, Robert?
You've got monologues nailed.
Okay, I want to bring up a couple points, things that are happening right now with DDP Yoga, with DDP TV, before we get into our special guest tonight. We just put up a video of Breakfast, I believe it's called Breakfast with Jericho. What exactly is that video called, bro? You know?
I think we call it Workouts and Wrestling Stories with Chris Jericho.
No, I changed that.
Okay, well, I have no idea.
I think it's, if you go to DDPTV.com and you subscribe to it, you'll get it. You can actually just go there and look at it right now if you want. It's we did a workout for me and Jericho, and we used actually Fozzy music. Our buddy Moser put this really great video together. So it's a montage of me and Chris working out, a couple spots where we talk, but we're playing Fozzy music in the background, which I think Chris is pretty damn good. The band's got a great rock sound, and it's their own type of sound too. But we play that over Chris and I working out together, which lasts about a minute or two. And then we get into gluten-free with DDP, breakfast, which I'm making Chris Jericho. I'm making Chris some gluten-free waffles. And I actually show you how to make them, and we sped it up in certain areas. And it's actually pretty damn entertaining. And then Chris and I sit down, and I ask them, like, what's one of your favorite stories? So I love to sit down with the boys and, catch up, and, we'll put this up on DDP TV. And so he starts bringing up the story about Eddie Guerrero and how he first met him the first time, and it was classic. We also had Chris on the show last week. If you want to catch up on the blog, it's right there. And if you go to DDPradio.com, you can catch that podcast, right, Robert?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's on. Just go to the front page and click on the title of DDP featuring Chris Jericho.
Okay, so great. If you can't get enough of Jericho, which is, he is one of the forerunners of the guys who have really, stepped up with DDP Yoga and literally changed his life, not my words, his words. It makes me feel amazing to know that I can help one of the brothers that I worked with. We call ourselves the boys. And wanted to let you know about what's happening with DDP Yoga before we step into Mr. Saturn. Sales have been amazing. I mean, for the very little bit of advertising that we've done, a couple of shows that I did in TV shows in Salt Lake City and a couple of radio shows. Basically, it's just been the internet and the internet. Robert, are you surprised by the reaction of what we've been getting here?
Absolutely. I mean, because we had talked about the what the projections were, and we have just absolutely blown those out of the water.
Yeah,
so.
it's like all the years I've been doing this, and Steve Huge did just a magnificent job on the opening video, and the you know, I even tell people, you know, when they hear DDP yoga, it's like yoga, like, trust me, I get it. I wouldn't be caught doing yoga myself the first 42 years. I wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga the first 42 years of my life. So I encourage people, if you think this is yoga, go check out 1 or 2 or 10 yoga sites, and then come on over to yoga.com, and then you'll know this ain't your mama's yoga. And our special that we got going right here, and make sure I mention this again towards the end for anybody who's listening, is it's Christmas time, and it's free shipping. And we will actually, if say you get, sometimes you, people get right there the day before Christmas or whatever, and we're doing Christmas, we're doing it all the way up to Christmas Eve, right, Robert? Free shipping?
Yeah, I actually go straight to Christmas Day, but yes.
Okay, perfect. And one of the things that we're doing there, if you were to get it for somebody, but of course you just decided to get it on Christmas Eve or didn't get there, you can load down the image of one of the programs, because all of our programs, we have level one, level two, our combo pack, which has got 10 DVDs, 10 MP3s. All of our workouts come with MP3s, so that once you've watched me enough doing it, you get it. You just need to hear it. And then you can go do the workout at the beach. You can do it at the park. You can do it wherever you want, you know, and you don't have to have that, because if you already know the workouts, well, then you can just hear me and I tell you where to go. But all workouts come with MP3s, which I've never done before. Also, it comes with a program guide that teaches you how to eat. Like, I was just talking to Mark Merrow today, and he's like, what do you do about the nutrition end? I said, bro, did you open the program guide when you got it? He just went right to the workouts. And you know what? I never sent him a program guide. That's right. Remind me, I got to do that. We got to send him out a program guide in the post office. I just gave him the DVDs when we were together, because I don't charge any of the boys. Any of the boys who need this workout to help heal their body, I give it to them. And that's just the way it is. So right now, for our combo pack, all shipping taken off. We throw the shipping out the window. And I'm also signed. There's a poster that I have that shows the Diamond Dozen, which is like the 13 most used moves. And I break it down. I sign that. Do your DDP yoga or else, bang, Diamond Dallas Page. So you're actually getting a signed poster and everything all rolled into one. So it's a great deal. I'm going to stop pitching for myself right now, because I'm not really trying to sell you on this. I'm passionate about it. I want you to do it. I want you to own your life. Speaking of owning one's life, the guy I'm about to bring on here, I want to hit this right now on my Twitter right now, because I was making sure that when I did it, I knew I was going to be bringing Perry on. I wanted people to I already put it up there. So it's already up there. I wanted people to know. So, Robert, put it on right now. We're about to bring on the guest. I've known this gentleman from, oh, God, when I was helping Raven create his character from Scotty the Body to Raven, and he was an ECW, I went out to a gymnasium somewhere, and my first introduction to this badass was watching him come dive off the top ropes doing something. I'm not sure. I'll let him get the details, but he split his head open. And I don't mean like he cut himself. I mean he hard-weighed himself, like at a whole different level. And they bring him back, and they're bandaging his head up and trying to stop him. It's like come out of like a faucet, the blood coming out of his head. They bandage him up, and it's like Spirit of 76. He goes right back out there. That was my first introduction to a former Ranger, a real badass in real life, one of the toughest and nicest guys I've ever met. I want to welcome to the show a World Tag Team Champion and one of my close brothers, Mr. Perry Saturn. How the hell are you, bud?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm unstoppable. You know that, man. Unstoppable, especially now that the word is actually getting out, people are embracing it. I'm really jacked, man. I'm really jacked. So, Perry, we're going to get in there. Anybody calls in that's got questions for Perry, we're going to do this a little bit different tonight. So if anybody's out there, what's the number, Robert?
It is 347-994-1216.
Give it one more time.
347-994-1216.
If you want to talk to Perry Saturn, you want to talk to VDP, come on online and we're here. Okay, so Perry, you know, I'd like to go back before we get into all the adversities that you've overcome in recent years. I'd like to get on, like, where you started from. Because I know that when you graduated school, you weren't that big a guy, right? When did you head into service?
When I was in the Army and RIP and stuff, Ranger training, I weighed 129 pounds.
Wow. And how tall are you?
5'10".
So you're 5'10", you were like stick boy at that point. You were shredded.
Under 130 pounds, 129 pounds. And, you know, the military, what they do, they brainwash you, basically.
Right.
And I was hostile and agile, is what they tell you. They watch you small so you can, you know, you're better to get around and you can, you know, but your backpack weighs 50 pounds. You're running around with that on it. You know, almost half my weight, and that's all. But you can handle it, you know.
Right. Well, it's
a different kind of in shape and stuff, you know.
But you're also young.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's another thing when you're that young. Which one time Undertaker told me that youth was wasted on the young, and I didn't understand it at the time. Boy, is that right.
I swear to God, I don't know who said that to me, too, but it's so true. At 55 now, I mean, I look at some of the, you know, stuff, and some kids really learn, you know, and they take the mistakes others make. And then there's guys like me and you who have to make our own mistakes, to learn.
And you would think that we're the idiots of the group, but we're not. But some people have just got to do it their way, man.
Right. Yeah.
And both of us have gone around, you know. We've known enough people who've been up and down. We should learn from other people, but you don't. You got to do it yourself.
Yeah. I agree. So, bottom line is you're a kid. How long did you spend in the military?
What?
How long did you spend in the military, in the Rangers?
Just from what I signed up for. It's all coming out in my book, bro. It's going to be a great book.
Oh, we got a book coming out. I love that.
Me and Robert's in the process of writing it now.
Awesome. Awesome, man.
So it's going to be a really good deal, you know, I think. My part's easy. All I got to do is tell stories. Robert's got the hard part.
Well, that's how I wrote my first book. I actually wrote some of it. The Yoga for Regular Guys book, I literally sat down and wrote. But, you know, the part about, you know, having to write stuff when you're ADD and dyslexic, you know, it's a little tougher to write, you know, period. But when you can just tell stories and they're fun stories, you know, or sad stories, you still got to, you know, it's easier to talk them than it is to write them. So let's give a little bit.
Did you say you got ADH, Paige?
No, ADD. ADD and dyslexic. Dude, I was reading that third grade level.
I got the ADH, and last year I got put on Ritalin for it. That's changed such a big part of my life. It's amazing how many people don't know about that in adults.
I would have been the poster boy for Ritalin back then. You know, when I was a little kid, my mom said I used to ride that tricycle around in a circle for hours.
As an adult, you know, see, that's one of the problems with life. Like, people are misinformed about the yoga. I pictured some guy with a French accent wearing a onesie and late warm, you know, and that's not how it is. But you're so misinformed with stuff, you just got to find out stuff on your own, you know.
Right. So let's do a little bit basic history, because we got some people on already wanting questions and stuff. Which our girl Stacy just came on. I just want to say happy holidays, Stacy. You been out partying?
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I just gave a gluten-free dinner party. Yeah, and I'm going to blog about it.
Awesome. We'll talk about that in a minute, but I want to get to Perry. Give people your history, when you broke in, how you broke in, what your career was like. Let's give us a little Perry Saturn. We'll give the cliff notes to the book.
Well, I was trained by Killer Kowalski, and I've been very lucky. Everywhere I wrestled there when they were red hot. And I heard you talking about you guys doing that wrestling roundtable, and you're not working in the territories. I worked territories. I worked Mid-South, you know. I worked Japan. You know, when we were at WCW, man, wrestling was on top of the world. You know, ECW, WWE, everywhere I went, I've been so lucky to be there when the place was red hot.
Absolutely.
You know, isn't it amazing, like, if you think back to our time in WCW, the wrestling and wrestlers, we were more popular than anything.
Yeah, I would tell people, and, you know, people who don't really watch or pay attention, they wouldn't really realize it. But, you know, in 1997 or 98, if I got off the plane and Mel Gibson was standing next to me, people didn't even notice him.
You know what? In 98, when you got off the plane, Mel Gibson would be asking you for your autograph. That's how it was.
It was crazy.
But it was like, think how many people was in the Georgia Dome when the first time we wrestled there? Like, some didn't it set a record, indoor record or something?
For wrestling at the time, I know it was about 58,000 or something like that. It was, you know, it wasn't a right indoor record because the WWE had that with that first that WrestleMania with Hogan against.
But Georgia Dome didn't have more than that.
Not for wrestling, because they'd never done it. It just killed the Omni, but wrestling got so huge. And that was also Hogan and Goldberg for the world title. And me and Malone were actually doing our thing. So we had such crazy, you know, it was, you know, Rodman and Hogan were already involved in the angle, and Hogan was going to drop the strap to Goldberg, which was, you know, that was as red hot a time as you could actually be in the business, period.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, what was your favorite time in the business?
So many different times for different reasons, you know. Like WCW was awesome, man. I really enjoyed working for Vince, because it's like the difference between the two companies. Vince was they really took care of the boys, you know. Where, like, at WCW, you remember the attorney Diane and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they hated the boys.
Right.
They really hated the boys, you know. They thought we were overpaid and, you know, a bunch of uneducated muscleheads making more money than the attorneys and stuff. At WWE, everybody appreciated the boys and stuff. So that was wicked cool about there. ECW, we were all, you know, just really eager and just different places for different reasons, you know. You can't beat the entertainment value and the amount of publicity we got in WCW. You know what I mean? Nothing close to that. And then, like, for each different reasons for each place, I guess, if that makes sense.
Okay, one of my favorite matches of all time for tag teams. I know that's one of my favorite matches for singles, but one of my favorite matches for a tag team was me and Benoit against you and Raven in Birmingham. And I had never seen a crowd. That would be top three crowds that were white hot at that time. Because in Birmingham, they believe. You know, and they want to believe. I can remember the hot tag I gave to Benoit, and the frigging roof exploded. It was crazy, man. That was that was a great time. And in the middle of getting, I remember the heat was on, the second set of heat was on me. And people who don't know what that means, that means I'm getting my ass kicked by Perry and Raven through Benoit to get the people really emotionally charged. But the people were so white hot, and I really was aware of it. I was like, wow, this is really, really cool. You know, because I mean, you look around and take myself out of the match for a moment or two and think about, wow, I'm going to remember this. And then, boom, I'd be back and, you know, doing my thing. So everybody knows who Perry Saturn is, knows you had a successful career. You know, they've heard about your adversity, but let's talk about that a little bit. Like, what's happened to you in the last few years, and where are you today? And then we'll take some callers.
Today, mentally, I'm in the best place I've ever been in my whole life, man. Best place I've ever been in my whole life. Unfortunately, it took me a lot to get here, you know, and I sacrificed a lot to get here willingly and unwillingly. But I'm dirt poor right now. I got no money at all. I barely survived, but I couldn't be happier. And that's not going to make sense to people. But it's just, for a long time, I had all kinds of mental issues with substance abuse and, you know, self-loathing and stuff. And just, you know, I'm happy with the person I am. I still don't think that I'm the person I should be. But you know what? I can see me getting there, which is a big deal, you know? And I just, I'm great, you know? I don't know how else to say it. I'm just great. Everything's great, except for finances.
Yeah, well, that, like everything, you know, it'll come.
I had all kinds of money wrestling and was miserable. So, you know,
we put the site together. Robert put you together with what's that kid's name, Robert? You know, we've got to put him over who put some Perry site
Trigby.
Together.
Yeah, Trigsby.
Say it again.
He's good, man.
Trigsby. His name is Trigsby. He did a great job on PerrySaturn.net. And actually, he's been bugging me to mention that they launched merchandise on there today.
Oh, there you go.
They got an iPhone cover with my new logo on it. That's pretty cool, man.
Awesome.
It's me because I have an iPhone, you know?
Hey, if you could be flat broke, you still got an iPhone. You got ways to meet the world, bro. Because I know when I pulled that phone out and I started filming us, and I turned it around, it was a both place. You were like, "Whoa, what's that?"
Yeah, that blew me away. You know what? The last time, because I felt completely off the grid, yo, and in doing drugs and crack houses, like I didn't care about cell phones and stuff. Last time I seen a cell phone, they could just make calls. You're filming movies on the internet and all this stuff, all at the same time. It blew me away.
Yeah. I got
to
tell you.
You went into a coma and you slipped away for a while. So for those of you who don't know, Perry, let's talk about it for a minute here. You ended up on the streets. How long were you actually living on the streets?
For 2 years, I was homeless, and me and my wife, we ended up moving in. Once we got off drugs, we ended up moving in with her uncle, and I got a job in his factory. I got right back on drugs, and then the uncle had to throw us out. You can't have, we're just no good, you know. And back on the streets again for another 6 months, and got clean and been off since.
And how many, and you actually met your wife on the streets, am I correct?
Yeah, man, she was homeless, drug addict, and which is a tough gig for a woman, you know. It's harder for a woman than a man, I think. And one thing that the women in that situation especially need protection, and I'm a big sucker for that, you know, helping out people with that bullshit. So we got close, and I'm very lucky, man. I'm closer to her than I ever been to anybody, you know, and I'm just very lucky with it.
You know, it's one of those stories, man, where sometimes you just got to hit rock bottom, find out where that spot is, bounce the hell off. You know, I've said it a million times. I said it in the Arthur Gorman video. It doesn't matter how many times you fall down. It's about how many times you get back up again. Perry is an awesome example of that, and you can tell and listen to his attitude. So if you think you got it really bad, you know, it's always...
I lived on the streets. I'm not kidding. No, you know, sleeping under bridges, squatting in abandoned buildings, you know, And it's cold outside in this part of the country.
Well, glad you're back up. And people can go to perrysaturn.net, especially if they want to get any of your – I think you have some cool T-shirts there, too. Your logo there was there, too, I believe. Yeah, so if anybody wants to support – let's support Perry and let's go by and get some of his memorabilia stuff. He's got that. We set him up. Robert and I found him, his guy. What's his name again, Robert?
Trinzy.
Trinzy?
Trinzy.
Trinzy.
All right.
That's Trinzy. Trinzy.
Okay, okay, I got it.
it's a different kind of name, man. That's his shoot name, too. I asked him.
No kidding. Well, you know, I got to tell you, Perry, before I came on the show, right as I was about to dial in, the redneck called me up, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he wanted to ask me something, and I said, listen, bro, I can't talk about it right now. I'll call you back when I get done. I'm about to do a show, and I'm going to be doing it with Perry tonight. He goes, really? He goes, please tell him I said hello, and I'm really happy for him that he's finally turned his life around and everything. So that was coming from the Captain Redneck.
My regards. What a great guy he is, too, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, I stay in touch with him all the time. There's a handful of guys that I'm always in touch with. He is absolutely one of them. Nash would be another. Glad to have you back on the track. Of course, Shane Helms, he's another class act. Ray Lloyd, Mark Merrill, all the good guys, you know. And all the guys are good. But, you know, the friendship that I formed with Jericho, I mean, we were never buddies. We weren't like buddies, but we weren't like close buddies, you know, back when we were working together. He was more part of your group that ended up leaving and going to WWE. And him being like the biggest spokesperson right now for, you know, how his body's feeling since he's been doing my DDP yoga workout. You've had it for a while now. Tell me, where are you at? You ain't getting paid to say this. What do you honestly feel about what's happening with that workout with you?
Well, I hate that the people are going to think that this. I'm saying this because we're buddies or something like that. But bro, it's amazing how good you feel. It sounds like I'm such a sellout or something, trying to push your shit, but that ain't the case, man. It's just not, you know. And I do it, and I didn't do it for a few days in a row because I got a little bit, like, just shit going on, and I started to feel guilty about not doing it, you know. And because once you get into doing it and as it, you start to notice a difference, one of the best-kept secrets in the world is the healthier you are, the happier you are. So when you can improve your overall health, you know, and like your core health with it, it's just you feel so much better, man.
Oh God, I'm just glad it's working for you, bro. And that's the main thing. It's funny you say the best kept secret because we have an article in MMA Worldwide, which I'm going to be featuring on my site. I'm just going to put it up there so people can see it. But MMA Worldwide called it DDP Yoga, the best kept secret in mixed martial arts. Okay, so now that we got that plug over, I just wanted you to know Perry's doing it because people would say, well, who's doing your workout? Well, a lot of guys. And eventually, as you know, Perry, I'm going to have them all because that zero impact.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're relentless. But the gimmick is once you do it, it works. The only requirement is your participation, bro. Once you do it, you will want to do it.
I'm
so impressed with the way that, like, you control everything. You know, like, you can make it individual for you no matter who you are. There's not a lot of workouts like that, you know, where you can adapt it to your own personal abilities and stuff.
Yeah, and that's what I loved about Jericho last week. He said, I say it all the time. Make the YRG workout your own. And then there's people go, DDP Yoga, but it's always called YRG. I go, hey, listen, monkey, you hadn't called it YRG forever. You keep calling it my yoga, so at least you call it yoga. Call it DDP Yoga. And it's all under the tutelage of, you know, my extreme workout and, you know, all the other ones that are all incumbents of what is now DDP Yoga, and that's what the brand's all about. It ain't your mama's yoga. Okay, so let's get off of that right now.
Briefly, I want to bring this up to you. I heard you talking about Mark Merrill. I never got a program with my DVDs either.
Oh, you didn't? Really?
No. Okay. I just got DVD set in the mail.
Oh, you know what? I sent them right out to you, so you had them right away. I will make sure that email. Hey, Robert, email me.
Number. Time, but I never did.
No, no,
one.
But you should have one. Well, you see, guys, I didn't have the program, guys. We were remaking them because I wanted to brand everything with DDP Yoga on it, and there was no more YRG stuff. It was just YRGs within the workouts now. So I wanted to make sure I branded across it. But, Robert, make sure you get me an email, that, and I'll send them both to Perry because I just got my own copies, so I'm pretty pumped up about that too. Okay, so let's open up the lines. How many do we have out there, Robert?
Well, we've got three on hold. We've got a bunch more on hold after that that don't have the little flags up. So if you're on hold and you want to talk to Perry, make sure you hit one on your dial pad so I know to bring you up and you're not just listening.
Before you bring anybody on, let's welcome Stacy. Stacy, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing great, and I'm so in awe of Perry's story. My God, if anyone who can overcome homelessness, that is amazing to me.
Well, thank you. You know what's amazing to me? I get on a soapbox about this now. It's amazing how quick you become homeless, how quick things spin out of control, and how so many people don't understand that it could just happen to anybody, man.
Well, we're glad you're not anymore. Okay, let's go to our first viewer, your first viewer or talker, person on the air. Who do we have?
We've got Robert from New York.
Hey, Robert, how you doing, man? Hello, Robert.
Robert.
Hello?
Okay. Hey, Robert. You got a question for Perry?
Yeah, I got a question for Perry Saturn. I'm a huge fan of Perry Saturn, and it's a few things I wanted to ask him. Number one, who is his favorite opponent in WCW? Number two, that there's going to be a huge wrestling event, Wrestle Reunion out here in California. And just wondering, is Perry and yourself, DVP, are you guys going to be there?
Well, let's go to the first question for Perry. Who's your favorite opponent, Perry?
Mine, and I'll bet you almost everybody else who ever worked with him, Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, he'd be up there. And have you talked to anybody about the thing out in L.A. Yet, Perry? Because I just realized I could call Sal. Did you? They might be booked up, but maybe
January 28th. Is it January 28th?
Yeah, that's the day.
Yeah,
I'm
in Florida. The one day I'm doing something, I have a show in Florida with Fred Whitman.
Well, are you booked on the WrestleMania card that he's doing down there in Miami?
When is that?
WrestleMania.
No, I don't know anything
yeah.
about
that. Oh, no, you're not. So just remind me, because I'll call Sal up, because he wanted me to be on the card for that, and I told him I couldn't do it because I had signed a Legends deal with New York, and I know that they go of all day, of all weekends or weeks. That's the one time I know they're going to want to use me to do something. So I wasn't going to do it, but remind me, I'll turn you on to Sal. Okay, Greg, thanks for the call, Robert. Who else do we have out there?
We've got Rocco.
Hey, Rocco, where are you from, man?
Hi, DDP. I'm from Fort Myers, Florida. How are you?
Fort Myers, Florida.
Hi.
How old are you?
Buddy, I'm 41 years old right now, and I want to thank you. You are one of the most impressive people I met in my life.
Did you come to Norma Jean's? I used to run a nightclub for anybody who's listening.
You're laughing, buddy, but I used to DJ for you.
Who is this?
Rocco Toscano, little long-haired, bald guy, blonde-haired guy.
Oh. How the hell are you, man?
Me, DJ Tony, Ted and Valentine, we're roommates. Buddy, I want to thank you. You took me off the streets and made me a man.
That's so cool, man. That's so cool.
Yeah,
how'd you hear about the show? You follow me on Twitter, which is for people are listening.
Buddy, I'm watching you on Twitter. I came to your book signing in Fort Myers. Me and Carlos Velasquez, who is a good friend of yours.
Yep, just
definitely, you're the real man.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Do you have a question for my buddy Perry?
I don't have any questions for you, Perry. I apologize. I just wanted to call and thank Diamond L.
Don't apologize to me.
For everything he did in my life.
Well, Rocco, it's great to hear from you, man. I hope you have a great holiday, and go find Carlos and have a cocktail with have a shot for me.
I will, buddy. When you come back for Norma Jean's reunion, let me know, buddy. I'm on your Facebook.
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to do that again. We'll probably do something closer to Fort Myers, but we had a good time with that. We went down and did it for Smokey. All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
I hope
Rocco.
So. Smokey misses
holiday,
you too, buddy. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man. Who do we got next?
That's cool, man. That's
yeah,
cool,
very
man.
Cool, huh?
Then we've got Scotty from Orlando, actually.
Hey, Scotty. How are you, man?
I'm fantastic. How are yourself?
We're doing great, man. Just getting ready for the holidays. You do all your Christmas shopping?
Man, I have to do the last minute thing. You know, paychecks are tight.
I get that. I go out no matter what on Christmas Eve. I head down I live in L.A., so I head down to the hood down in Compton, and Loretto's Fried Turkey. And I can call Loretto the day before Christmas or Thanksgiving. He'll always take care of DDP. He's a big fan. So, I like to go out the night before and just, feel the energy and shit. So that's fun, man. So you got a question for me or Perry?
Well, I've got one for both of you. Actually, two quick questions. First,
what do you got for Perry?
How's it going, Perry?
Good, bro. How are you, man?
I woke up this morning, so that's half the battle.
Yeah.
I got to know from both of you who you think has the best entrance music and entrance of today and or all time, and then who has the best finisher of today and all time.
Well, good, you go with that, Perry.
Well, sound like I'm playing the mini violin, but I'm too poor to have TV, so I don't watch any of the wrestling. I have no idea what anybody's music is or anything like that. So I can't tell you.
Who's back in when we were together?
I'll tell you who
Ryan's favorite was right off the bat, because he had it all, was Goldberg. Goldberg had an awesome entrance.
I liked yours too, man.
Mine was fun. The explosions and a lot of people.
Yeah, and you'd always do it with the bang. Yeah, yours was good. You know, your music is good too. Best finisher probably has to be Hogan's leg, because that made the most money, right?
Yeah,
I would say so.
So.
Who would have thought a leg would get so much pop?
Hey, well, it was the charisma that went before the leg, you know. But I think the two greatest finishers ever were the DDT by Jake Roberts and were the Diamond Cutter by myself. And one of my greatest moments was when Jake called me in early 97. And I hadn't talked to him about 6 months. You know, he talks so down and low. I mean, he makes me sound like I got a high voice. And he called me up. He went, "There you go, congratulations." I said, "What'd you say, Jake? Is it Jake? Is it Shooters?" He goes, "Yeah, congratulations." I go, "Congratulations." I go, "For what?" He goes, "Reinventing the DDT." I'm like, "Wow, okay,
that's pretty accurate too, man." Because I can definitely see that. You know what I mean? That's pretty accurate.
Well, I watched more Jake, and there was a little piece of, like, each of us, there's a little piece of, different superstars that we watched before us and that we took, that we just took and made our own characters. And but Jake, I would watch hours and hours and hours. And then I found out when I walked back later, I go, wow, I must have stole that from him and didn't even realize it. Like, Jake would sit in the corner, which Raven did. I would hang in the corner. There was just different things that he did, and certain things I just blatantly stole. I stole from Perfect, and I stole from Terry Funk, and I stole from Dusty Rhodes. I mean, make it your own,
What creativity is, Dallas?
Yeah.
Forgetting where you stole it.
Awesome. Creativity is forgetting where you stole it. Awesome. I remember that one.
Because I'm really original, man. Everything's a little bit of somebody else's.
That's the cool thing. I like that. So yeah, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that would
that's
be it. I got one more, but it's more of a favor. Can I get it? It's DDT.
It's me. It's DDT. Bang, monkey. All right, get out there.
You just made my holiday.
Happy holidays, Paul.
All right. We got anybody else in the queue down there?
Yeah, we've got a couple more. I need to jump back on the queue and get a few more. But right now we've got Team DDP Yoga member Nelson.
Hey, Nelson.
Hey, hi, guys. How you doing?
Good to hear from you, Nelson. How you doing for the holidays? You doing all right?
I'm hanging in there. It's been very stressful, but I'm hanging in there.
Doing your workout?
I have two questions. What are you stressed out about?
You'd be surprised.
I'm talking about guys live in the streets, so he can ask you.
What are you stressed out about, huh? Is this Knuckles Nelson?
Knuckles Nelson?
That's who you are from now on. You're Knuckles Nelson. Now, what are you stressed out about?
Well, I'm trying to get my head straight with this DDP yoga, and I'm getting some bad feedback, which I like to call the noise, and I'm blocking it out, and I'm having more energy now.
What do you mean bad
now.
Feedback? Where's the bad feedback there? I want to know that.
Yeah. Basically, I've done a whole bunch of weight loss programs, and it never really helped. Either I gained weight or it wasn't doing anything. And DDP yoga, it's totally different. I whoever's listening to this, I'm not getting paid to say this. It's just what I'm feeling. I'm on this for, what was it, Wednesday I started, Thursday? I'm doing this with my mother. My mother is 66 years old, and I'm seeing the change on her. Now, anybody who's listening to this who's overweight, and I know that you probably in the back, and probably saying, I can't do this. I'm 41, 368. And I'm doing this. And I got one bad knee, one elbow that's really messed up, and a sore back. And I'm doing this. You can't say that I can't do this. The only one who's going to stop you is yourself. You got to keep on with it. Keep your mind focused. I'm so in board with this that it's amazing. It's overwhelming me, and I love it. I'm willing to do anything about to lose this weight, but you got to do it one step at a time. And Perry Saturn, I want to say I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the work that you've done in ECW, and I'm glad that you got your life turned around. And I would like to find out who came up with the name The Eliminators and to team you up as a tag team.
All right, that's a great question too, I think. When I was, I was Kowalski was training me, and when you first break into business, you don't work that much, So I had I was a manager at a rock and roll club, and John was one of the bouncers there, and I brought in a tape for me wrestling and was watching it, and John seen it and started telling me he's always wanted to do that and stuff, and I brought him down to Kowalski's, and just since I worked with John, we were friendly, and John was a great guy. I mean, John had everything going for him, just a great guy. And our original name, because I overthink everything, kind of like Raven, was the Harvest. Because Saturn is the Roman god of the harvest, and Cronus is the Greek god of the harvest. So we're going to Memphis to work and talking to Kingfish, Jerry Lawler. He goes, we're going to have to change the tag team name because he goes, these people down here are not going to understand harvesters. They're going to think about farming and stuff. So John was wicked dyslexic. He had a really hard time reading and stuff. And John's original wrestling name was Eliminator, and I knew he knew how to spell it, so we just went with Eliminators. That's the truth. But John, to get his name, Kowalski gave me my name because he couldn't remember it. My last name is Satulo. And the first show I worked on, he told the guy making out the card, he goes, yeah, it's S-A-something. Just put down Saturn. And I just never changed it. And then I went to the library and stuff and did research to try to find the name that went with Saturn for John, you know, and just like I said, Saturn's the Roman god of the harvest, and Cronus is the Greek god of the harvest.
Can't make that kind of shit up.
But originally, because I thought that the Harvesters of Sorrow, I thought that was going to be such a great name, and Lawler goes, oh, they're going to take your farmers. You can't come down to Memphis with that name.
How long did you work in Memphis?
About a year and a half.
Wow, that was a good run. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't make any. I know you didn't make any money there, but you know, you made enough to survive, probably.
I barely survived, but most importantly, I learned to work.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You can absolutely.
That's something that so many guys don't get an opportunity to do. They fade everything so much down, you know, in the mid-south. The heels and baby faces dress in different parts of the building and stuff. And I was in Memphis for about maybe a month, you know, and it's a house show, and it's a couple of the guys didn't show up, and I'm working the main event against Eddie Gilbert. And the referee comes into the locker room, and he goes, okay, he goes, listen, he goes, you guys got to go 45 minutes because we're short a card. And I haven't seen Eddie or anything. I can't talk to him. He goes, Eddie told me just to listen to him and everything will be okay. I went out there so nervous and just freaking out and followed Eddie, and before I knew it, 45 minutes was up.
Right. He was.
And you can't get that any other way than person.
Right. Okay, we got another caller, Barry. We got Dave on the line. Hey, Dave, where are you from, man?
Hey, this is Dave down in the great city of San Antonio. How's it going, gentlemen?
Awesome. You're in Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels territory.
Yep. So let me first of all start off by telling you, 40 years old, been watching wrestling since I was probably 5. You know, down in Texas, we were blessed with Southwest Championship Wrestling, getting to watch Bob Sweetan, Tully Blanchard, the Sheepherders. Then, of course, we had the Von Erichs up in Dallas, the Freebirds. Then, of course, WWF came on board, and then WCW. So, man, I've been a honk for many, many years. So, I've also, DDP, just to kind of backtrack here. So, I follow you on Twitter. I am DJ David P, and I have been a DJ for several local promotions for the last 20 years. So, just to kind of give you an FYI. So I've been on the back end and also been a fan all this time as well. So
very cool. You got a question, Bill?
You bet I do. So Saturn, first of all, buddy, it's good to talk to you. I'm glad that life is treating you better these days. But I do got to ask, who the hell had the idea for you to wear a dress? Was that all McMahon's call? Was that one of the daughter or the son? Whose idea was it?
Well, I wore the dress in WCW.
Right. Well, okay. So it was Bischoff then. who came up with the concept first?
Okay. Well, here's what Jericho signed to go to WWE, and the stipulation
right.
of the match. The stipulation of the match is if I win, Jericho's no longer allowed to wrestle on Nitro. If he wins, I have to wear a dress. The deal
yeah.
was Eric wanted to take Chris off of Nitro, so he wasn't getting pushed before he goes to Vince. Chris and I have been friends for a million years. We get to the pay-per-view, Eric's not there. So Chris and I switched the finish so he can stay on TV.
Nice.
So I got stuck in a dress me and Chris trying to help Chris out, you know, and Kevin Nash was kind of booking the show that day, and I told Kevin, Eric wanted me to go over on Chris, and I go, but we kind of like to switch it, and Kevin goes, yeah, I kind of like to see you in the dress too, let's do it. You know what, it's amazing how many people remember me from that time.
Yeah. Yeah, and then DDP, obviously, you know, I just got to say, I love the Diamond Cutter. I remember a match you had, I think it was against Bagwell, and finish was Bagwell coming off the top rope, and you Diamond Cut him right in midair to the mat. Freaking awesome, just to let you know.
Hey, who did that first with me?
Yes, that was That's true.
Wow. That is true. That is my fault.
That was, I was like, you sure we're going to nail that? You go, come on, you can do it. It's like, so that, that one that you know, Eddie Guerrero came up with that, what I call the greatest diamond cutter of all time, when, you know, it was right before I was wrestling with Malone and against Robin Hogan, and he goes, hey, he goes, you think you can take it out of a powerbomb? I go, powerbomb? How the hell am I going to do that? He goes, just roll me up on your shoulder. So I, boom, I picked up my shoulder. He goes, just boost me. So I threw him up, and just boosted him. He spun around. We never did it. We never tried it. Went out there, did it live, and nailed that sucker, man. I was so pumped up. I went into, like, crazy ridiculous mode. It was awesome.
Wow.
All the times I worked with you, Dallas, you're always radar. Never fuck up anything. Always radar. But I'm going to pop your bubble there. That was all Eddie.
Oh, no kidding. That's what I'm saying. It was already. I was falling with him.
you could never do that with anyone else.
No, without question. And there was another move
maybe,
I did with him.
Maybe Mysterio. Maybe Mysterio.
Yeah, maybe Mysterio. He was small enough. Maybe Hoovy. Anybody hear from Hoovy? Is he still around?
No idea.
Okay, good shot.
All right, David, thanks for your questions. All right, guys, I'm going to let that. I had my boy on here for an hour here. Let's finish one more question out for Perry, and then we'll let. I got Stacy in here. I want to finish it out with someone. I want to talk about her gluten free dinner. You're welcome to stay on, Perry, if you want. But I want to talk about her her meal that she cooked tonight and all gluten free for her people who are all members of Team DDP Yoga, eating that healthier lifestyle now. We have one more question for Perry out there, Robert.
Yeah, we've got a couple, but the next one is Eric.
Oh, Eric. Well, then we can save him because we're going to bring, Arthur's going to come in on this, I believe. So is Arthur in the mix?
I don't think it's Eric.
Oh, different Eric? Okay. All right. Hey, Eric, how you doing, man? What's your, where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Canada. Okay. By the way, I just want all you Canadians know you can finally get DDP Yoga in Canada now. Actually, around the world.
I've been waiting for it for a long time.
No, you're right.
DDP Yoga in Canada now, right?
You can get it anywhere in the world. We're shipping it anywhere and everywhere. But they gotta have
Canada,
a. Yeah, Canada. they gotta have the region. Like Argent's region zero. So the only thing I know, like over in England, they have like a PAL, P-A-L, and that's all I know. Robert, is that what it's called, the PAL system? We don't function with that.
Yeah, there's okay, PAL, so. And there's NTSC encoding, and we have NTSC. So if you have a DVD player that's PAL, you may be out of luck.
Yeah, right. But if you have it, but Canada, I think it's all pretty much NTSC. So we're cool. Okay, so Lee, you got a question.
Yeah, I got actually a question for Perry and a question for you, Dallas. I'll start with you first, Dallas. You got a heck of a system here. Where do you go to get your ass kicked and learn some new things and push yourself?
You know, a lot of them I make up as I'm doing it. You know, it's really weird. And this is the only workout ever that I've done where I'm actually getting stronger and stronger. Like, you know, the superhero push-ups where you're – and the only person I ever saw him do it was Jack LaLanne. And he could stretch his arms totally out in front of him, and he could do those. You know, he'd lift himself up off the ground 4 inches, and he'd lower, but he wouldn't touch the ground. And I lower into that. And then the other day, like I was telling people before about the a fellow Canadian, Chris Jericho, and I, he's up on DDPTV.com. You can see the breakfast with Jericho, breakfast and workout with Jericho and DDP. I showed Chris how now I did 18 of those at the end of our workout, and I go, and this is something I just started doing. I laid my stomach, my entire body on the ground. I put my hands down straight out in front of me and gripped my toes and did 5 of those superhero push-ups like that. So, you know, a lot of it I figure out as I go through it because I'm always finding someone, the next guy who can hang with me. And that's one of the reasons I really want to head into the mixed martial art world, because those guys, the top guys, they train in a whole different level. And all of the workouts that they are doing are so impacting, whether they're have the sledgehammer and they're banging the big tire, or they're picking up the big tire, or they're mowing the ropes, or they're sparring, or they're lifting weights. Everything they do is impact. As a matter of fact, Perry, didn't you you tag a couple times over in Japan with Josh Barnett?
Yeah, Josh is a great guy, man.
Rick Bassman called me up, and we all know who Rick is in the wrestling world. Great guy. He called Josh up, and I put a call into Josh, and he said he's actually been thinking about doing some kind of yoga. He said to me, he goes, "Your time couldn't be any better." You know, he's also one of the boys, you know, and he's one of the baddest MFers alive. So
he's a good guy. He's a good guy too, man. You know, when you're in Japan, when you do them tours, you spend a lot of, you get pretty close to the guys because it's just, you know, two or three a year that speak English. You spend a lot of time together. Josh is a good guy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm really looking forward. And he could be, you know, he could absolutely, he should be the next Strikeforce champion. And then from there, UFC owns Strikeforce. So I could see him rolling right over into, you know, into UFC. Speaking of UFC, before I'm going to come back and answer your question there too. I don't want to step out of that, but I got to ask you, Perry. You know, Brock Lesnar. Are you following any of this UFC stuff? He's going against this guy Overeem, one of the baddest son of a bitches I think I've ever seen, man. Brock, I hope to God he can pull it off because I've never been against Brock Lesnar.
Let me tell you about Brock Lesnar. I'm working at for Vince. I'm probably 245, 250 jacked. Me and Brock are shooting around in the ring before a show, you know, goofing around. Now you have to admit, I'm going to try to describe it so you can picture it. I'm on my back. I'm in guard. Brock's on top of me. I get a bottle cap choke on him. I got him. Brock is done. I'm going to choke him out. In one motion, from me laying on the ground, him laying on top of me, he stood on his feet and lifted me over his head to break the choke.
I can believe that.
Look at that, Paul. I'm on my back on the floor. He's on top of me. He, in one motion, just sprung to his feet and pushed me right off of him. I had him, but I wasn't strong enough to hold him.
when Brock came into the territory, the first guy that he's going to, you know, slide in as a top guy is me. And, you know, here's this just joke 295-pound god, you know, coming up, you know, he's all of 23 years old, you know. And you know, he comes up and goes, "Hey, Dom, it's a pleasure to meet you, blah, blah, blah." And, you know, he said, "Okay, well, you're going to slide in." I go, "Brock," I go, "just remember, 23, and I'm pointing him in the chest, and I point my own chest, I go, 46, 23, 46. He goes, "Diamond, I'm not going to hurt you." I go, "Dude, I trust you. I'm giving you my body out there." I said, "Let's just do your thing." And when he picked me up and he spun and gave me, so it wasn't a Arn Anderson spine bust, but it was like that. And he came down with, he took all of the impact. I felt nothing. I go, "Wow, that was sweet." Just like that in the ring. And then I took his finish and up, he laid and left. But I consider it being an honor to be the first top guy for him to leave laying, you know, and then considering what he's done and what he's done, you know, coming, leaving there. And, you know, it's tough to walk away from all that money. And he did. And, to have made his own name and going in there taking over UFC for a while there until he got stopped there. You know, this guy Overeem, man, of all the guys in there, he's the guy that impresses me, like, ridiculously. But my money's on Brock no matter what. I ain't going to bet against our boy.
He's an unbelievable athlete.
So back to your question, I worked on stuff. I come up with my own stuff, and I just added into my extreme workouts, or I'll find other ways to make things simpler so that anyone can do them. Or, you know, sometimes I'll be looking at something that, I might take a Ashtanga yoga class and say, "Oh, this is something I could use if I change it like this." Or I might go to see somebody doing some kind of boot camp thing. Like, there's some things that they do in Insanity or P90X that are no impact. 85% of it is impact, but there's some really great strength stuff that they do as well. So you might steal something from that and just make it a little tweak. But a lot of stuff I'd make, there's a lot of moves that I've made up that are totally core driven than I do on my own. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's absolutely. I had back trouble for not years, not essentially back trouble, but you know, kind of a sore back being a construction worker for years, and I just accepted it as part of the job. And 2 weeks within starting the beginner workout or the first YRG set, it was absolutely gone.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's easy, bro. My back is always tight. Same thing. Within a couple of weeks, I noticed my back loosened up to where it doesn't hurt.
You know, and that's one of the reasons why when I tell people you get out of this, what you put into it. And, Perry, you know, because you watched me develop this as I came back from being hurt when I tore my back out. I'm a guy I wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga. I didn't come up with this workout to help people lose weight. It's just an awesome side effect. And that's how I originally wanted to promote this. And the guys at Warner Brothers wouldn't let me do that. So I had to, you know, sort of like bow down to what they wanted for the last 2.5 years. But now that I've got this back, I mean, you go to ddpyoga.com, you watch the first 10 seconds of that video that I shot with Steve Yu. In the logo entrance, you realize this ain't your mama's yoga. This is something completely different. And we've now, at the end of that video, because so many people have always told me, it can't be for everyone. Pick an audience. It's like, no, I'm not. Because this workout here is for everybody. DDP Yoga is for the guy who's disabled. It's for the guy who's beat up because he went through all this crazy shit in his youth, and now he's paying for it because he hasn't been working out the rest of his life. It's for that guy or that gal. It's for people who are overweight because with dynamic resistance, you can get in a fat burn zone standing still. You can increase your flexibility crazy and get core strength at a different level, which I'm getting stronger every day at 55. And it's for the elite athlete. And that's what I'm really, really, really excited about, is taking some of these guys that really already take their game so seriously. And again, I'm looking at the MMA world because so much of what they do, they get hurt coming in to the match. I mean, George,
that's the only sport, really, where you get beat up and hurt training to fight.
Right. And that's my point, Perry. If they're going to spend 6 hours a day, which is what they spend, take an hour to an hour and a half out of those 6 days you train and do my workout. Do it at any level. But I can make, you know, you can make it the hardest workout you've ever done, but still no impact. It's going to continue to break up scar tissue and be preventative maintenance so you don't get hurt. You know, Rob Van Dam's one of the best examples ever. He's been a guest on our show before, and Rob did the workout with me. One of the greatest moves when he just takes his shirt and he rigs it out. It looks like he poured a bucket of water into his shirt, which is when he was sweating his ass off. And, you know, he's like, this ain't no joke. Because he took it serious, you know. He did the workout with a bunch of other fighters there, and Justin McCulley was there with us. And he was like, dude, when are you going to start doing the yoga? Because his mom's a yoga teacher. And I said, dude, this ain't yoga. DDP yoga is its own animal. And he laughed, you know, and he was laughing and crying at the same time. Love busted his ass. So you got a question for Perry, my friend.
Yeah, if I could just ask real quick, Perry, can you compare and contrast getting into the ring with Eddie Guerrero compared to Chris Benoit, some of the similarities and some of the differences in the match and the pace?
What a great question. Wow.
They're totally different. Totally different, I think.
Yo, me too.
They're both great wrestlers, and man, I'm so close to them guys. You know, all my opinions are really going to be biased and stuff, you know, because I'm good friends with them guys. So, but Chris was a great, great wrestler. But in my honest opinion, and nothing away from Chris, nobody on the planet was ever close to Eddie. So, you know what I mean?
What do you think made Eddie so great?
ability. I don't know. Why is Tom Brady a great quarterback, bro? I can't tell you that.
Right.
If I knew why, I'd be throwing the football.
good analysis.
Came from a wrestling family, too, you know. His father and all his brothers and every, you know. Like Fit Finley, great wrestler. Stephen Regal, these guys, you know, who you don't think of because they didn't get the big push on the U.S. TV. When you grow up in the wrestling world, that helps you out too, you know.
Right.
Another one, you know, his father, wrestler. So, like these guys, they got an edge over everybody because that's been their whole life, you know. So, I don't know. Eddie was just unbelievable.
To me, you know, as far as I've worked with both those cats, man, too, it was Eddie Guerrero who really, it was Scott Hall and Kevin Nash that gave me the big break when I got to drop them in New Orleans that night when no one had touched the NWO until I dropped them and then took off to the people. But it was Eddie Guerrero's, the match and the feud I had with him from mid-96 to the end of 96, that's where people went, wow. DDP really can work, you know, and Eddie and I took it to a different level, man, and I had some of my greatest matches with him, and we talk about that on DDP TV. If you go there and subscribe to that, you can actually, or just want to go by and watch the YouTube video, but what you get on YouTube and you don't get on YouTube and you get on DDP TV is, like, I wrote about different things that was also up there with that blog, and then I also put up there the interview that Jericho and I did last week here on the show. So there's always something special that I can do out there. When I did the tribute to Randy Savage, which to me was, you know, one of the greatest cats ever to work with, when I did my tribute to him, I had gone back and went through all of our matches and all of our feud. I had 20 different video clips under that on DDP TV, and it's still there. You just kind of go into old posts, and you can find that tribute. And then underneath there, I've got highlighted reels, you know, and like lines that were said, like, if you're such a savage, snap into this. I mean, it was just so many things. There's so many great things going back in Mach. I have pictures when he landed on my face, and my face swelled up like a chipmunk. And when Hogan whipped me with the canes, I had the welts on my back. That's all on DDP TV. You ain't getting that anywhere right there. So, hey, man, thanks for calling in, and I'm so glad that the workout's working for you, man. I love hearing that. And anytime if anybody's listening who really likes what they're doing, if they wouldn't mind going by Facebook and liking that Facebook app that we have, not app, but Facebook DDP Yoga, and put a little gem like you just gave us, if you wouldn't mind going by there. I'm just wanting people to say what they really feel. And if they don't like it, tell me. You know, it's like, but you got to tell me why. And if it doesn't work, it's because you ate. And I know that for a fact. Hey, did Arthur ever come in, Robert?
Yeah. Eric and Arthur are ready to go.
Okay, cool. All right, buddy, thanks for that question. Perry, if you can stick around with us if you want. If you got to go, I understand too as well. But we're going to be on here for a little while longer. And if you want to stay, we'd love to have you. You've seen the video of Arthur Borman, right, Perry?
The video of what?
Arthur, disabled veteran.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is him, Arthur. Say hello to Perry. Perry, Arthur.
Hello, Perry.
Hey, Arthur, man. Good to meet you.
Okay,
thanks.
So I know Arthur came on here because he wanted to talk. Was Eric that was supposed to come on the show tonight?
Yeah, is Eric there?
I can hear Eric.
Hello?
Now, this isn't Eric from Canada. It's a different Eric?
Yeah, it's a different Eric.
Hello?
Now, hey, Dallas, whenever you say, this ain't your mama's yoga, it is Eric's mama's yoga. He does it with her.
But that was Nelson. That was Nelson.
Nelson over. Oh yeah, Knuckles Nelson. That's right.
There you go, Knuckles Nelson. You named him. You named him, dude. You gave him his name. Okay, so Eric.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm sorry, Eric. Sometimes I drift off.
No worries, no worries. Hey, Perry, I'm glad to see you back. I heard you on the O Show last week. Honestly, yeah, I was a big fan of you in wrestling, but also I heard about you being an Army Ranger. I have my brother. He's in the Navy right now. My other brother's in the Air Force, and I just want to say thank you from all of America for serving our country.
Welcome, man. You're welcome, but I did it. I served when it was easy, bro. I served when there was nothing going on, you know.
Being Army Rangers is no big little feat there. I watch these TV shows about the training and how you get in, and, man, you're tough.
That's one of my proudest things, making that, you know, because that's a hard deal to do. Thanks, bro. I don't know, you know, like I said, though, I was in during peace, you know. We trained like hell for something, but nothing ever happened, thank God, you know. So these guys who are serving now, you know, they got it hard. It was easy for me. All I had to do was play soldier. These guys are actually living soldier right now.
Now, Perry, I have a wrestling question for you. It's not about your history in wrestling. It's about I want to see you back in TNA or WWE. I want to see you as a mystery GM. Has anyone reached out to you about that?
No, that's my goal, bro. I hope it works out. We'll see. I don't know, but I'm taking my steps to do it. You know, we'll see what happens. Maybe there's no. They might not be interested. I don't know. That show that I did last week that you were just talking about, the one a week before that I did one in Canada, and them cats got all their fans emailing Vince to tell them to bring me back. So if you want to send Vince an email or something, tell him to give me a job. I don't mind.
You got it, bro. I mean, I always see them do that. Salute your troops.
Thing, you know, get these people, let them know, because I got some left in the tank, and doing the DDP yoga, bro, that's helping me out too. It's like a little fountain of youth, you know, and it's good, bro.
That's great. And is Arthur still there?
I'm still here.
Arthur, you got me into DDP yoga, even through our emails, through your video, and honestly, anybody who watches your video is inspired to go into DDP yoga. And actually, I'm a big fan of if you help, like if anybody helps me, I try to pay it forward. And so that's where Nelson comes in, because I heard that he needed help, so I reached out to him and I work out with him on Skype.
Knuckles Nelson?
Yeah, Knuckles Nelson.
Yeah, all right, that's good. I'm trying to keep up. Well, and that's, you know what? If everyone was like you, the world would be a lot better place if everybody paid it forward. But unfortunately, they don't, man. That's admirable that when people do that, you know, somebody helps you out and you pay it forward, because so many people just take, you know. So a salute to you, man.
Well, thank you. Also, I spent a lot of time last week praising DDP. But that was not. I liked him as a wrestler, but I respect him as a person in general for giving back as well. He's done a lot for community. He's done a lot for his friends. Hearing you on the radio here, seeing you everywhere I turn now. I see you on Twitter. I see you on PerrySaturn.net, the O Show, on his YouTube. You're everywhere now.
And that's all because of Paige. And here, this is my wife that I met after my wrestling. I met her when I was on drugs and stuff, and she doesn't know any of the wrestlers or anything, you know. And some of my wrestling friends, one guy that I was so close with all the time, who's a boss now, doesn't even return my calls, you know. And my wife goes, she told me, I'm not going to call the person out, you know. She goes, that person's not your friend. She goes, I hope you appreciate that Dallas Page, because he helped you because he wanted to. I didn't ask him for help. He just did it, you know. Dallas is one of the best guys you're ever going to meet, you know.
Yeah.
My wife's, you know, She told me, she goes, I hope you know that Dallas is your friend. He helped me out and just did stuff for me without telling me he was doing it, without asking, just did it because he thought that was the right thing to do. And that's how I am. That's how I would do it, you know. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, outstanding, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I was telling Nelson earlier today that it's the Jersey way. If we like you, we'll let you know. If we don't like you, we'll let you know. And honestly, if we're close to you, we'll bend over backwards for you. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And I actually lived in California for the past until 2004, from 95 to 2004, and I moved back. People were like, "Why'd you move back?" And I was like, I love on the East Coast because people are real here.
Well, right now I'm living in Minnesota, and I would give my right arm to move back to Boston. I miss home so much. I just want to, you know, the East Coast is where everything is. So, and once you're used to that, it's a different mindset, like you said, you know. On the East Coast, we're pricks for sure. But only when but also when you're in our good graces, you're in our good graces, you know. You always know where you stand with people, you know, from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And I've been all over the world. Paige has been all over the world. There's nothing like the East Coast, I don't think, man.
Yeah. Well, Perry, thank you for coming back. Everybody's missed you. And even when you thought you were alone, you were never alone. You were always in our thoughts. You were always in our hearts.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Thanks.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you calling in now. I'm going to shift gears here right here until we get that one. I know Arthur's
calling. Is Eric there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
No, no offense, but the other Eric?
Oh.
What Eric are you talking about? What's his last name, bro?
Jersey Wolf.
I thought that's who we had up, so I knew he didn't sound familiar. Let me see. 201. It should have been him.
All right. Well,
yeah. While I'm waiting, can I throw something out here?
No.
A long time ago, he used to say to us, if you can run, run. If you can't run, you march. If you can't march, you crawl. If you can't crawl, you get someone to carry you. We all got to, you know, everybody sooner or later has problems. We got to carry each other. When somebody is starting to not make it, somebody else got to look back and say, here, and reach back. That way we all make it. Because if some of us don't make it, then the ranks get thin, and when you need help, there's not going to be somebody there to help. So we all got to keep each other going. And it's not I'm doing it for other people. It's really helping yourself out. Because when you're helping that guy next to you, you know, when you're helping that guy next to you, that means there's not going to be a hole on that team when you need support. So we all got to help each other.
I agree with you.
We all got to help each other.
Chain reaction. Until we can find Arthur's Eric, I want to talk to Stacy. Tell me about your gluten-free party you threw tonight. What was it all about?
Oh, well, it was all about, you know, clean eating. But, of course, like you, I have to have it taste good. You know, it's not enough for it just to be clean. So what I made, and I'm also, in addition to, you know, gluten-free and clean eating, I love the whole farm-to-table philosophy. So I got some meat from a local farm. It was actually goat meat, which I'm kind of new to, but it's actually quite good. It's kind of like lamb. So what I did was I braised goat shanks in red wine, and I made lentils and wild rice as a side dish. Also had spinach because I wanted something green, and for dessert it was flourless chocolate cake. Everybody loved it. Nobody really focused on the fact I was the only one at the table that was really strictly gluten-free, but you know, nobody else cared because it all tasted so good. I love spinach.
That's awesome. And that's like when we went down to the retreat. You know, we did a DDP retreat, which we're going to be doing in July, and I'm going to bring in those dates out right after the new year so people can, you know, sign up and make sure. Cause I want to make sure I have at least 30 people going before I know we're going. Last time we had about 26 people. We had a great crowd. We had a great time. But when we ate as a group, I made sure that everybody was eating gluten-free and dairy-free just so they could taste it. Like, this food's amazing. Like, it's mm-hmm. not that hard. It's just that you were the biggest cheese eater I know. You know, cow cheese, and you changed everything.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think I could enjoy life without cheese, you know, without the cheese that I was used to eating. And, you know, it's like now I don't even miss it. I feel so good. And there's amazing sheep and goat cheese out there, too. So there's no deprivation whatsoever. But I just wanted to second what Perry was saying about you, Dallas, because I do a lot of reflecting this time of year. 2008, I'm going to cry. I was approaching my highest weight. I had given up all hope of ever. I didn't even think I'd get back into the 200s again. And little did I know, you know, Christmas 2008, my life in about 2 weeks' time would turn on a dime. And a lot of it came from you taking me under your mighty wing because you saw I was putting the work in. And you helped me through especially the initial stages where I was literally in withdrawal from junk food. And a lot of people know you and I have never met face-to-face. That's how powerful you are. And here I am, 3 years later, 185 pounds lighter, and free from the trap that I was in for most of my life. But that was from you stepping in and really inspiring me and helping me. I know I'm embarrassing you, but I have to say it. Because, you know, as important as paying it forward is also showing gratitude, too. So I can't say it enough. Here, I'm saying it again. There I go.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. It's also our girl, Terry Lang, who is a huge...
Yep, Terry,
huge,
too.
Yes. As you know, she was just instrumental. And you know, if she doesn't send me your email, like, a lot of people who are part of Team DDP Yoga, if they like hit a milestone or if they do something and it catches my eye, because I'm on that site all the time, teamddpyoga.com, and if I see that they're really trying hard, I'll tell them to send me their phone number, and I call them. First
right.
time I called you was got knocked over. First person I ever called, though, was Arthur.
Right.
I didn't know Arthur. I didn't know Arthur from Adam. But we've been emailing back and forth, and I figured, let me talk to this guy. Because as important as, you know, the workout is, as important as the eating plan is, you know, that's 10% of the equation. And that's where I want people, and anybody who comes part of Team DDP Yoga, they get to go to where my Living Life 90% talk is, and it's for free. You know, I sell it for $20 on the site, but if you remember, you'll get an email from me telling go over and watch it. Because if you can just readjust, and if anybody readjusted themselves without my help or anything else, Terry, to come from being on the streets to turning around being a junkie, turning around and changing his life cold turkey, and not just by himself with a woman that would become his wife, that's called changing your mindset. When someone tells me they can't do something, I normally will tell them you're right. Because whether you say you can or you say you can't, you're right. And that is an actual quote from Henry Ford. You know, and I don't think there's anything truer than that. And do you hit adversity? Do you get pulled
down?
Yeah,
that's awesome, Del. That is true. That's awesome. That's right on the money.
It is, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's right on the money. I never heard that before. That's awesome. That's right on. Who just said Harry Truman said that?
No, Henry Ford.
Oh, Henry Ford. Yeah, that's all.
Henry
I've never
Ford.
Heard that before. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's I don't think there's anything more powerful than that. It's like we have our whole hook line for DDP Yoga is what could you do, Perry? So, and the first time I ever said it, and I've never really used it until we started. I should have started showing pictures of Arthur on the cane, and Arthur with his foot over his head. You know, if a disabled veteran can lose 140 pounds and stick his foot over, walking on canes for 15 years, and 9 months later stick his foot over his head, what could you do? You know, if Stacy can lose 185 pounds in a little less than 2 years, what could you do? She kept it off over here because she changed her lifestyle. It's not a workout. It's not an eating plan. It's a lifestyle that you can do the rest of your life. And that's what could you do? So I'm in Iraq. I think it was my second tour there, which was like 2005. And I did that thing where I pushed my knees and my elbows, and I pushed up into a handstand to show the guys how strong my core was. And I couldn't jump and land on my elbows and push in my handstand like I can now. That was 5 years ago, or 4 years ago. So now I'm stronger than I was then. But when this kid, you know, it's a bunch of all kids there, you know, you were one of them. But this kid, he's like 6'3", you know, 215 pounds. And when I did it, he goes, wow. He goes, man, I could never do that. And I stood up and I looked him eye to eye and I said, you're damn right you can't. And you never will be able to. And I didn't say anything. And I just stared at him. He goes, oh, I get it. If I say I can't do it. I go, yeah, retard. If you say you can't, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, yeah, I'm working on it. You know, I'm working on it. It's just like this whole program is all about. That's why I set up this whole site on Team DDP Yoga so people could all help, like Arthur was talking about. Arthur, who was the first person I did it over the phone, there was no team. It was me and him. You know, when Stacy came in, there was a team there, Team YRG, and she got to talk to Terry. And when Terry went through, she's my original, she's the godmother of this whole workout, bro. She's 10 years ago, at 6 months from 50, she went on this journey. She lost 64 pounds and completely changed the way she looked, how she acted. And she's always still the same sweetheart person, but this beautiful woman came out. And 10 years later, she's still smoking hot at 60. I mean, she looks amazing. But she's gone about 2 years after we had done the journey, right? I called her up and I said, you know, Terry, I'm eventually going to do. I saw this site. I didn't know what it was, but it was going to come. People could see her site. I had my own website and could actually read her story so she doesn't have to tell them again. Make them go read them. Because if they're not going to read the stories, they don't even want to help. They don't want the help. They want you to do everything for them. So she went back, and it was a cathartic experience for Terry to actually go through that all over again. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call her and ask her to be our guest next week and bring her on here, Stacey. That'll be awesome, right? We haven't had Terry on a lot. And she went back and she rewrote what happened and she cried and she laughed and so she had all of this. So by the time I developed this site that becomes all about the team network of people helping each other, and DDP Yoga is like the coolest thing ever because it's people helping each other, just what Arthur was talking about, and stay motivated. People fall off and they get back up and they come back. You know, there's plenty of people listening on this show right now or will listen to it on the podcast and, you know, be pulled back in because they heard something. Well, God, if this person can do this, what could I do? So that's what I said to that Marine. I looked at him. I go, dude, I'm 51 years old. You're 22. What could you do? You know, and so that's become our whole thing of, because it's just passionate about it. Very, very, very cool. Do we have any more people on there want questions, Robert?
We've got a couple, yeah.
Let's get them done because we have more minutes here.
Is Stacy still on?
Stacy's still on,
yeah. How did you get the spinach into the rice? Oh, well, I didn't mix them together. I mean, that was spinach, and they were two side dishes.
Oh, okay.
I saw this thing where people were putting spinach in rice, and it came out looking really nice. Then I tried it, and it kind of glopped. Oh, well, I haven't. I'm going to look into that.
I cook. I didn't say I was good at it.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at the Jericho video, the breakfast and workout with Jericho DDP, and it's the first time ever there's 114 likes. Now, whoever you're listening, you can go put your dislike up there, but we made 114 likes without a dislike. I've seen the most inspirational stuff ever, and there's a dislike. they're like, what jerk off does that?
The Arthur
Well, that's Jericho. Jericho's very popular.
But he is. But people in general. But the nicest things on the planet, though, like things about, I watch his.
I know I'm moving around.
I know you are. I know, but these douchebags who put down the dislike thing. I saw Richard, you know, the video was like, slap the shit out of him, you know. Okay, but all that.
Hey, sometimes I would say dislike it, I didn't even see it. That's how some people are, though. That's how some people are. So if you decide before you watch it, you don't like it, and if you can change their mind where they like it when they're done, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I like
that. I decide before I even see a movie or something if I like it or not. A lot of times I do that, which is stupid, but the fan is stupid down the hole.
Okay, Robert, who do we got?
We've got Julie. Are you still there, Julie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Julie. Where are you from?
Hello. Portland, Oregon.
Portland.
I actually, since I was listening to everything you guys were talking about, I got one of the questions I had answered, so I don't need to ask that one to Perry no more. But I do want to say two things to DDP and to Perry. I appreciate everything you guys have done over the years, and a very Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you.
Are you guys ever going to think about ever coming back to WWE?
Well, I know Perry's trying to get there now.
What about you, DDP?
I know that I'm going to put a good word in for him, you know, because I really believe in, you know, his comeback and what he's done. And so I just literally signed a Legends deal with WWE. So I know I'm going to be doing, things from time to time. And one of the things I'm really excited about, and who knows where it goes or what happens, but the, WWE's going to have their own network. You know, I want to say it's going to go after WrestleMania. I don't think January is going to be it, but I'm not really sure. Okay. You know, just a scuttlebutt I hear, you know, out there. But I know when I went to do the roundtable, they called me up and asked me, "Hey, D, would you mind coming in and giving us some stories for the Monday Night Wars?" And I was like, "Sure." I mean, I'm already there.
Yeah, because I know Vince has his his things. I help bring them in, so it's like, you know, help bring in the wrestlers, and Vince is kind of different.
Yeah, he's his own cat, you know. But when I was up there in New York, they asked me to come in to do the, some sound bites and stuff. So I talked for like 2 hours, telling stories. And I asked them what they were, you know, using it for, and they were hoping to have one of the shows be the Monday Night Wars. I mean, that would just be awesome, you know, because they know that sold really well. The very best of Nitro is the second best selling DVD in the last, you know, 2.5 years. I'm sure Stone Cold's, it's got to be rocking it up there, because I know Steve's out right now, so I'm sure he's selling like crazy, but. You know, the very best of Nitro sold amazing. So I'm guessing, you know, they signed me to a contract. I'm guessing they're going to go with a, you know, volume 2. I mean, you could really do like a 20-pack series, you know, in a blink of an eye on the very best of Nitro, because there was so much good stuff that was on that. It was such an amazing time. But thank you very much for your holiday wishes. And
I miss having you guys there too, you know, everyone that I've been with since I was like 7 years old. I mean, I'm 36 now. It's like, okay, I've got all my figures, they're all signed, but when is everyone coming back?
Well, you, like I say, you might see that, because I know that you know, wants to, you know, help a lot of the guys out, and, you know, give the guys who, you know, need work and whatever. You know, I'm doing something completely different, but yeah, I heard they're even thinking about doing a Legends house. And asked me if I would be a part. They didn't ask me, but, you know, people have asked me, would I be a part of that? Only if it was, you know, a positive thing. I'm not going to go there and argue with guys, because most reality TV is made up of, it's first of all, wrestling's the first reality TV.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we took
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, so we took real life stuff and worked it into the script. You know, and that's what they do with reality TV. There's no such thing as reality TV. And, you know, unless it's like filmed live, then maybe it's reality. But then most times they still know, you know. But, you know, that people don't get that. It's pretty amazing to me. But, you know, a lot of it's conflict, too, and arguments. And I don't want to be a part of that. My life.
Oh, no, I don't blame you.
You know.
I mean, I got my little 6-year-old that he just turned 6 on the 15th. And he keeps asking me, Mommy, who are all your people on your wall? And I mentioned you, and I mentioned, you know, Perry Saturn and stuff. He's like, I want to meet them.
Well, they would do.
He's got every figure.
So. We end up doing.
Okay, I just want to wish you guys, like I say, both a Merry Christmas, and hopefully we'll see you guys off down the road.
All right, Darrell. Thanks for coming by, Sylvia.
What was that?
Perry said Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Bye, guys.
See you, man. Robert, we got any more in the box or what?
Yeah, we've got Mark on the line.
Hey, Mark, where are you from, man?
Hey, DDP. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Cool. From Brooklyn.
I'd like to ask Perry, first of all, a huge fan of the Eliminators. I think you guys were like one of the most, if not the most, underrated tag team of all time. I mean, you guys are just great. And the finishing move you use, Total Elimination.
Oh,
how'd you come up with it, and how come no other tag team has ever used it since then?
Why no one's used it, I have no idea. I have no idea. Because I tell you what, I would steal it in a heartbeat.
It's a great move.
No, I have no idea. I can't believe that no one's done it. You know, believe it or not, the sweep is pretty hard to do. So maybe they can't figure out how to get it. Yeah, like I train. You know, I took martial arts for many years. You know, that's a real sweep, and it's so I don't think everybody could do that. Maybe that's why. Although I have no idea why nobody's done it, man. Because it looked like we killed you every time.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was that first time I'd seen
it. And we only killed you half, Dallas. We only killed guys half the time.
some boys got stiffed on that sucker.
Yeah,
sounds like poor Terry Gordy, who his brain was working a little slower than normal people. He would get killed because he wouldn't bump on time.
Right. I was the first person to lock up with him after Michael Hayes asked me to come down to the power plant and just get in a ring with him. And after going through that Soma thing he went through, he was, you know, at the end he was starting to get better, too. I was surprised that, you know, kicked around and went the other way, but he was a good guy. I really liked him a lot.
Yeah. And BCW, me and John worked a program against him and Doc. And every now and then, Terry would kick into overdrive. Like, it would just, something would click, and he would be incredible. Like, he wasn't, you know, back. You know what I mean? Just every now and then, his brain would just click in, and you'd be just amazed, you know. I like Terry a lot, man. Hey, and I dropped an elbow on him off that scaffold. He got balls, because I don't know if I would lay there for somebody to drop that far on me.
Dude, you just, like, slid off the edge of that fucker. It felt like not Cordy Pete or whatever it was. I was watching
It was unstable. I couldn't jump off of it. It was sliding back and forth.
You were lucky you didn't kill yourself on that one. That's one of the ones.
Oh, I fell out of airplanes. I could jump off of that.
Now, there's a comeback. All
remember
right,
in WCW, Dallas, do you remember at Nitro one time in somewhere in Florida, I jumped out of the upper balcony onto Mysterio on a table.
Crazy. No one said you had any scruples.
It was three or four stories up. It was the upper balcony. And Mysterio laid on the table, and I just smashed through him.
They could do a whole DVD of the best of Mysterio spots on Nitro. Man, that guy took a lot.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Happy Merry Christmas to you guys.
All right, man, Merry Christmas.
Dallas, how long is this show? What is this, a six-hour show?
we're trying to get the people out. I think we can have 2 hours. Normally, I cut it after an hour, but we had a lot of stuff we wanted to get in here going into Christmas, so I figured, what the hell, right?
Yeah.
Do we have any more, Robert? Because we're going to close it off if we don't have any more.
Yeah, we're good, bro.
All right, cool. There you go, Barry. You just raked the eyes. You just killed the show. Good job.
You know what's so funny about that? I was just about to say, Dallas, I'm going to have to rake your eyes. It's just funny that you got it out first.
Anyway, all right, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming by, Barry.
Thanks, Barry.
Thanks for coming by, and Arthur and Robert for being here, and all the guests that came by tonight. I hope you guys have a really Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever is your thing. Enjoy the holidays, and you've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but see ya!
Back to that question. Down with DDP is not the kind of segment that you can speak about. It's something you gotta see. And anybody knows Diamond Dallas Page, they know I'm always prepared. So JR, how'd you like to get down with DDP right here? Of course you would. Down with DDP is gonna be one of those segments.
Well, the bottom line is, guys, first of all, you take a guy like the Z-Man, a great athlete. I came down there with a stud just to give him a little of my professional advice. People pay big money for that advice, and he didn't want it. He put his hands on me. He never should have put his hands on Diamond Dallas Page.
So I'm here tonight to tell you, Savage, I've said it once, I'll say it again, back the camera. Macho, if you're that much of a savage, snap in.
Get this! Bang! I need to focus what's on the right.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Incredible!
Hit him with a diamond cutter! Did you see that? That's not LaParca!
That's not LaParca!
DDP! Oh, my!
That is incredible! He pinned it! Diamond Dallas!
D. D. P. Radio.